So today is the appearance day, Sri Gadadhar Pandit. It's also Sri Amavasya, which is not mere coincidence. Is this the Krishna Paksha, terms of the Shukla means white and Krishna means black or dark. So it's the new moon, but new moon means if we look in the sky, apparently we don't see anything. So so that's pertinent with regard to Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit's always like in the background, the silent partner of Mahaprabhu. Because in Vrindavan, you have Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna. In Vrindavan, there is Radha and Krishna. And that is their pastimes of Madhurya Leela. Their sweet pastimes. Adi Rasa, the original rasa, Mukhya Rasa, the principal rasa, is Madhurya Rasa, the sweet rasa. Told Ramananda Samvad, in response to the questioning of Mahaprabhu, Ramananda, and the comparative analysis of rasa, as Jarje Rase Hoy Se Sarvutam. Whichever one is tasting, I think, what could be better than this? It's the best. Or Guru Maharaj mentioned with regard to Srila Saraswati Thakur, when he was honoring different types of prasadam, the devotees say, oh, Prabhupada, which one did you like the best? And he said, each one is better than the other one. So, you're saying, and rasa, whether it's shanta, but more specifically, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhura, servitorship, friendship, familial affection, conjugal love. Whichever one is tasting and relishing, it's a relationship with reality, the beautiful Krishna. I think there is nothing better than this. What could possibly be better than this? But that should not lead us to aberrant, opposedantic thought. As Guru Maharaj reminded the devotees once, he's saying, the first duty of Radharani every morning when she wakes up, she goes to the doorstep of Mother Yashoda and is giving her dandavats there. So these are divine things. Tatasta vichar, Ramananda says. He says, by an impartial analysis. So whatever one, they're all equal. Whatever one is tasting, they will think this is the best. They're all the best. Each one's better than the other one. But, he says, tatasta vichar means an impartial analysis. One will conclude that Sringara Rasa, which, I mean, in and of itself is known as Madhura, the sweet rasa. It's the sweetest. Guru Maharaj will also say, like when we take the prasadam and along the line, the sequence given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Bhogarati, Shukta Shakadi Bhaji Nalita Kuzmanda, beginning with something bitter, the shak, the bhaji, the fried, spinach fried, etc. So he's saying, all of these address different aspects of the palate. And if there's some bitter, but palatable bitter. There's bitter that's unpalatable, but then there's also, we learn, there's palatable bitter. And that may enhance the sweetness. They all have their position. And this way, they're dependent upon one another. But Madhura rasa is considered the mukhya rasa, the root, the principal rasa, adi, original, from which everything else is springing. So Guru Maharaj said, in one context, all the other rasas are clients of Madhura rasa, or let me say, they're satellites. So, and the Vrindavan Leela, Radha and Krishna, but that is their Madhurja pastime. They're told Krishna Leelamrita Sar Tar Shata Shata Dar Das DK Jaha Jaha Hoite Se Chaitanya Leela Hoy Manasa Sarovara Akshoy Manasa Chahara Tahate. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami at the conclusion of Madhya Leela is drawing a comparison between Krishna Leela and Gaura Leela. It's in Krishna Leelamrita Sar. It's the creme de la creme of nectarine substances only accessible by the highest section of liberated souls. Kotishvipi Mahamune. Out of 10 million liberated souls, one may be approaching that plane. How, when I think about rarefied air, the air of Vrindavan, Baikuntir, Prithivyari Sakala Chinmoy, its air is of the highest quality of Chinmoy substance, the ultimate rarefied air, rare achievement. Don't even, you know, Uddhava, Narada, Brahma, Shiva, they're aspiring for some glimpse, interaction with that plane. It's part of their aspiration, their heart's inner aspiration. So what is Gaura Leela? Kaviraj Goswami is saying, the magnanimous distribution of this ultimate nectarine sweet substance. Madhura, it's distributing that. So we're told, Navadvip is Vrindavan in distribution mode. Right? The entrance to Krishna Leela is through Gaura Leela. And the Rasa Leela in distribution mode is the Sankirtan, Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva. And so that, and Radha and Krishna, when they enter the Odarja Leela, the distribution mode, means they're Acharja Leela, as Guru. They're going to distribute this divine substance to everyone. So Guru Maharaj writes in the auspicious invocational slokas of the beginning of Prapanna Jivanamritam, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam Nityam Nomi Navadipe Namakirtana Nartanai. The Guru Rupa of Hari, the Guru form of Krishna, is Gaura, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And why is he Gauranga? How did Shama Sundar, black beauty, mysterious complexion Krishna, become golden, radiant? Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam. Here it's interesting because Ruchi can mean taste but also beauty. So Guru Maharaj's very beautiful poetry. Radha Ruchi Rucha. Ruchi Rucha Avritam. Covered Radha Bhavadyuti Subolita. Given by Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. But enveloped by the heart of Srimati Radharani, terra incognito for Krishna, aparam kasyapi prani janavrindasya kutuki, Rasotstamam ritva madhuram upaboktam kamapiya. Astonished, the observations of Radharani awaken the curiosity in Krishna to what is it like to be her? And not just theoretically, but really, what is it like to be her? What he wants to know, what is it like when Radharani, with her heart, her type of love, Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani, when she sees Krishna, what does it do to her? What does she feel? When she's separated from Krishna, what is that? That is of particular interest to Mahaprabhu. Krishna descended, enveloped by the heart of Radharani, and her heart is radiant with Krishna prema. Just like this song, Guru Maharaj would sometimes ask Srila Gurudeva to sing Tunga Mani Mandire, what he learned in his childhood from his father, that Guru Maharaj told him to like put on the shelf, keep in the background, concentrate on Bhaktivinoda Narottam. But every now and then, Guru Maharaj, knowing his Srila Gurudev's expertise and that he can sing this with heart, he would have them. And Gurudev said, if, as a strategy, if he needed to put Guru Maharaj in a good mood, he would sing this song. But almost by default, put Guru Maharaj in a very good mood. And I thought, what is the specialty of that song? And I asked Gurudev, actually on his last time in Navadvip, because he once again had, alluded to this, and I said, what does that mean? And he said, it is that, like on a high hill, just like in Barshana, on this high hill, there's Radharani, there's a temple, a lighthouse. It's the heart of Radharani. It is a lighthouse of Krishna prema, illuminating everything. I thought, oh, how wonderful is that? So radiant. And not like we, when we hear of radiance and spiritual light, we can't think it means this. You know, LED, incandescent, even sunlight. Sunlight is a reflection of that, a dim reflection of spiritual effulgence. So when you're talking, her heart is radiant with love for Krishna. Like we see in this world sometimes when, from a romantic point of view, when someone is like two people, they're in love, a romantic love, during that fortnight in which it lasts. Oh, they don't know, that means 2 weeks. No, we know sometimes it lasts longer. But when they're in that period, and people look at them, they see they're radiant. They're very radiant. Sometimes women in their pregnancy, they're extra radiant because of what's the life that's within them. So here we're told the heart of Srimati Radharani, so full of Krishna prema, like a lighthouse of Krishna prema, it's radiating outwards, so much so that when Krishna is enveloped by the heart of Srimati Radharani, the radiance turns Shyama Sundar Krishna into Gaur Sundar Mahaprabhu. So now he is golden, heart and halo. So that's his position. But we're told, what do you do? Ritva madhuram upaboktam kamavi. He's stolen the heart of Srimati Radharani and halo attached to that. Right. So that means Radharani is absent her heart. What is the remainder? If you take that from Radharani, which she does not give easily, but we're told in Guru Maharaj's song, the Saraswat Arati, that he's saying when she sees Gauranga, how Krishna's been converted into Gauranga Mahaprabhu and such a lover of Krishna like her, that she's smiling actually, little like smile. And so the remainder is Gadadhar. So in the Acharya Leelas, Gaur and Gadadhar. Krishna enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, and Gadadhar, Radharani herself, but absent what we call her Bhama Bhav, her this, how do I say, loving opposition that she expresses to enhance the mood and pastimes of Krishna. So she is very docile and Gaur Leela, comparable to Rukmini. If we remember in the Bhagavatam how Krishna teased the Dwarka queen Rukmini by telling her that actually I'm not a fit husband for you, someone else would be better than me, maybe we shouldn't continue this. He wanted to get a reaction from her. And the reaction he got from the queen Rukmini, we're told, she fainted and hit the ground like a tree that's uprooted in a hurricane. That was her response. They had to revive at the thought of being separated from Krishna. So in Gaur Leela, sometimes Mahaprabhu is teasing Gadadhar Pandit, trying to get a loving anger reaction from him. And Gadadhar Pandit will never express that. And Guru Maharaj, where's the Gadadhar? No. When the other devotees, Swarup Damodar, are also trying to get Gadadhar to come out and say, why do you take that from him? You should say something. And Gadadhar, no, toleration will be best for me. I will tolerate. He knows my heart. Of course he knows, he has your heart. He's enveloped by your heart at this point. But there, Narottam Thakur has in his song, Gaura Premamoy Tanu Pandit Gadadhar. Gadadhar Pandit is Gaur Prem personified. The personification of Gaur Prem, of love for Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And from an early age, Gadadhar Pandit is very perfect young boy in Navadvip. And if we can just consider this, that Srimati Radharani is appearing as a boy in Navadvip, taking this sort of form. So how sweet and charming is Gadadhar Pandit? Gadadhar Pandit, very good friend, is Mukunda Dutt, the Vaidya. Srinivas Thakur, the others, of course. But Gadadhar is very sweet and shy and a perfect devotee from the beginning of his life, and sees Nimai Pandit when he's in his naughty childhood pastimes and arrogant scholarly pastimes. Sometimes Gadadhar is avoiding him when they walk through the streets of Navadvip. But Nimai Pandit is searching for Gadadhar. And then corners Gadadhar and will say like, oh, how are you? And I thought, I'm fine. You know, I was thinking about something that you said, and then engage in a debate and defeat Gadadhar, humiliate Gadadhar in a sense, like teasing, then taking the opposite side, then proving that, and just to the point of bewilderment, humiliation, Gadadhar is trying to avoid this boy, Nimai Pandit. But thinking, his heart is predisposed, thinking he's so perfect in every way, So beautiful, charming, inconceivably beautiful and charming and intelligent and perfect in every way. Only one disqualification: not a devotee of Krishna. Because he's not showing that yet. He is concealing his devotional position and his divinity and everything. This is their play. Guru Maharaj compared it to hide and seek. Like when the children play, they hide and then someone's trying to find someone. He's saying so. And Krishna Leela, they've descended from Krishna Leela into this world. You know, Pundarik Vidyanidhi is in Chattragram, which is, you know, modern day Bangladesh. It's really not on the map in the general spiritual ontological sense. That's why he appears there. Mukunda Dutt happens to be from there. It's all perfectly arranged, but by the sweet influence of Yoga Maya, they're discovering one another. This makes it even more beautiful. It's not as if everyone knows everything about everyone, but they're like gradually observing one another. They're in a sort of divine illusion, forgetting their who they are. And because Mahavishnu is Advaita Acharya, Balaram is Nityananda. Says in the song, Shangebai Avaduta, in the company of the Avadut Nityananda, and Yashoda's appeared as Sachi, and all the Vrishabhanu Maharaj as Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and Radharani, really as Gadadhar Pandit, we're told Kanti, the halo, Gadadhar Das, and so many things. Abhiram Thakur, Subal Sridham, all these principal cowherd boys. So they're discovering one another. And even they're discovering who is Mahaprabhu. When he, Gadadhar Pandit asked, thinking like, this will be good, you know, Nimai Pandit to help him along in the devotional. I have to go somewhere if he can worship my deity. That'll be good. And Nimai Pandit, he bathes, puts on fresh clothes, tilak, dvadashapundra tilak. He's approaching the deity, and when he thinks of Krishna, this is after he's showing his devotional mood, he starts crying incessantly. We're told just that normally the Ganga emanates from the Lord's lotus feet, and Gaura Leela, it's coming out of his eyes in the form of tears. And that ruins the clothes, the tilak. So then he has to bathe again, put on tilak, fresh cloth, try and approach the deity. After numerous attempts, he sends word to Gadadhar Pandit, I'm so unfortunate, I can't worship the deity. What sort of misfortune is this? So after returning from Gaya, he starts showing his devotional side, and the devotees, they're thinking, because that's where he connected with Ishwara Puri, the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and they see this transformation take place, and they're thinking, oh, maybe by the grace of that great devotee, Ishwara Puri, devotion is now appearing in his heart, and they're thinking many different things. When the news comes to Advaita Acharya, who called the Lord, the Lord heard his plaintive calls, and sometimes he says, you know, I was lying in the milk ocean, variously, wherever, and Advaita Acharya brought him down. But when he hears that this devotional mood is starting to appear, Advaita Acharya tells everyone, his avatar, he has descended. And this is interesting. He's already been in Navadvip Leela. The Advaita was there at the time of his birth and all that. But when he starts showing this devotional mood, he's saying, he has come, he's descended. And the devotees are getting very encouraged. They're saying, now, with Nimai Pandit, Gaura Hari, leading us, we will conquer the atheists, we will do this. And so They're getting very inspired. And they, Gadadhar Pandit, the news has reached him that Nimai Pandit's like madly in love with Krishna and searching for Krishna. And he said, I've got to see this myself. And he goes to the house of Shuklambar, and they're having a kirtan there, and that's where the tears are streaming out of his eyes. He's crying, where is Krishna? Gadadhar's hiding in a room. Just want to hear what sort of things he will say. He's giving talks on devotion. Sarvabhadi vinirmuktam tatparatayana nirmalam, saying, what is pure devotion? Anya vilashita shunyam. He's quoting so many things, singing so many songs, expressing so many divine sentiments, and crying pathetically, where is Krishna? Where is the Lord of my heart? Gadadhar, he faints, and they're like, poof. Other devotees, they're all fainting on top of each other, and Nimai Pandit is there. And Nimai Pandit, thinking, who fainted in that room? And they say, Gadadhar Pandit. And and that Gadadhar, at another time, when Mahaprabhu starts showing this intense devotion and feelings of separation from Krishna, saying, where is Krishna? He's very like in a childlike ecstatic state, asking the devotees pathetically, where is Krishna, the Lord of my heart? And no one can calm him. And Gadadhar Pandit comes forward and said, he's in your heart. That's where he's in your heart. And Nimai Pandit starts scratching at the skin. He wants to rip open his chest and find Krishna in his heart. And Gadadhar Pandit stops him. And Gadadhar Pandit very sweetly and nicely starts explaining that Krishna is coming. Be calm. Krishna is coming. And Mahaprabhu becomes quiet. We're told Mother Sachi, who is afraid to approach him when he is like that, saw, oh, this, I've never seen such an intelligent boy as Gadadhar Pandit. And that's for certain. Never seen such an intelligent boy. And said, you must stay with him forever. That's what I ask of you. And of course, Gadadhar Pandit does want to stay with Mahaprabhu forever. Even when they go to Puri after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu really, he wants to, we know from the day, the moment he took sannyas, he wants to go to Vrindavan. I remember the day I got sannyas from Srila Guru Maharaj, somehow I was short some cloth or something. Oh yeah, because I couldn't wear the cloth from before. So I had, you know, after everything was done, Guru Maharaj and hearing the mantra, the name, the fire sacrifice, goes on a long time. Krishna Sharan Aranya Maharaj. I always remember the part that says, you can never sleep at noon. You have to say, you will never sleep at noon. And so many things. For some reason, that like sticks out of my mind. But then after that, I remember I had to, I'd go get some more cloth. And Hari Charan Prabhu, he said, where are you going? I said, I have to go get some, I don't have any more cloth. And he said, for one who's just taken sannyas, they should not go to the market. I was like, you're right. Mahaprabhu, he wants to go to Vrindavan. He's saying like, what's wrong with you? So, Kahan Krishna Prananath Murli Vadan. Kahan, Karan, Kahan, Bhan, Brajendra Nandan. He's trying to go to Vrindavan, and by the pull of the love and affection of the devotees, he can't escape their orbit. You know, the gravitational pull keeps him in their orbit. he's in Puri, and I'm 1 year to hit, the years keep going by, and he keeps trying to remind the devotees to give permission to go to Vrindavan. And this is heartbreaking for them. But finally, Gadadhar Pandit comes forward when they realize that they, and Mahaprabhu is looking towards Gadadhar, like really thinking, because of you, I cannot go. Really, it's you. Your love and is what is keeping me here. Gadadhar Pandit says, certainly your will express itself and you must go. So we understand that you will go. But right now it's Chaturmasya, and this is the worst time to travel. So, and this only lasts for 4 months. So you delay by 4 months and stay with us here. And Mahaprabhu cannot resist but staying, and we're told, remember, Srimati Radharani is the best cook of all time, ever, everywhere. Right? No one can cook like her. She makes the Manohar Ladus, many different things. And just for Puranic, Leelic consideration, we're told, oh, she, and it gives an excuse why Mother Yasoda can enlist her in the service of preparing Krishna's lunch, that she has a boon from Durvasa Muni that whatever she cooks tastes as sweet as nectar. So that Radharani, right, all those things Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in his songs and elsewhere. Gadadhar Pandit is in, what is it called? Yameshwar, this part of Puri, and has a deity, Gopinath, Krishna as Gopinath, Tota Gopinath. And will cook and invite Mahaprabhu to take lunch there. We're told, and sometimes Nityananda Prabhu is bringing the ingredients and giving them to Gadadhar Pandit. And then Gadadhar Pandit invites Nitai and Gauranga for lunch. And Gadadhar Pandit took Khetra Sannyas, which means he will never leave Puri. So when it was time for Mahaprabhu to finally go to Vrindavan, Gadadhar Pandit's going with Mahaprabhu. And they're outside of Puri. And Mahaprabhu is saying, you can't do this, and you can't do this to me. You have to go back, you have the vow, Khetra Sannyas, you have to stay. And Gadadhar Pandit says, let my Khetra Sannyas go to hell. Actually, wherever you are, that all the holy places are there. What is this, Khetra Sannyas? What is this? And Mahaprabhu has to insist that Gadadhar Pandit not accompany him to Vrindavan. And Guru Maharaj has made the point, Radharani is, you know, the queen of Vrindavan in this sense. How can she return to Vrindavan, as we told in the beginning, absent her heart, inconceivably painful situation? So Mahaprabhu insists, Gadadhar Pandit faints, and who is it? Perhaps Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya tells Gadadhar Pandit to get up, and they go back, and Gadadhar Pandit thinks, then I'll go visit Sachi Mata. But when we hear, as Guru Maharaj said, the remainder, when Krishna plunders the heart and halo of Radharani, the remainder is Gadadhar Pandit. Sometimes he says, a facsimile, a carcass, an empty shell, like a niskinchan, a beggar, saying, like when a man has a bag full of money, right, of, you know, inconceivable wealth, and then someone plunders that. Now he just has an empty bag, and he's always running after the person who's got the money, trying to reclaim the wealth. He said it's something like that. because there's an ontological dilemma that we face when we see Kaviraj Goswami compare Gadadhar Pandit to Rukmini. Because generally speaking, we understand from Rupa Goswami, Radharani expands out of Vrindavan into Dwarka as Satyabhama, with the balm above, right? This loving disagreeableness, contrariness, opposition. And heart in Vrindavan is supreme above intellect. The positions are reversed in Dwarka. Intellect means the Queen Rukmini, and heart in the secondary position, Satyabhama. So why should Kaviraj Goswami compare Gadadhar to Rukmini? Because of that submissive nature that we alluded to before. Then it's possible. And Guru Maharaj has given this original explanation. It's another original concept and explanation that comes from Srila Guru Maharaj. So, and while in Puri, again, all these things are inconceivable. The worship of Gauranga Gadadhar, Guru Maharaj said, like a double dose of Madhura Rasa. When we're in Lakta with Srila Gurudev, I just remember this is, he said these words there. He said, referring to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's worship, his worshipable deities are Gaur and Gadadhar. Like we see often Gaur Nitai, and his work, Gaur Gadadhar. But lest neophytes imitate that or try to enter there, Gurudev called this. He said it is the worship of Gaur Gadadhar is the private chamber, bhajan chamber of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Right. Private, very intimate, high. So, and that Gadadhar Pandit in Vrindavan would give readings from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Think about that. Radharani reading the Bhagavatam and explaining it. What could compare with that? Radharani explaining the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yadamiya mahima sri bhagavatam katayam pratipatam anubhutam apyala dabideya tadakila rasa murti shamalilavalambam madura rasadi sri radha pada padmam prapadye. Guru Maharaj and his sloka, one collection for his Bhaktivinoda Thakur on the inspiration and order of Srupa Damodar, the composed Bhagavad Arka Marichi Mala. Bhagavatam is generally taken to be 18,000 slokas. And the Bhagavatam itself, it says, Krishna Sva Dhammo Pagate Dharma Gyani Dibiksaha Kalo Nashta Trishamesha Puran Arko Dunoditaha. As the world is plunged into the darkness of Kali Yuga, Krishna's, and when Krishna withdraws from the world, goes to the next universe, other pastime, worlds plunged in the darkness of Kali Yuga, the Srimad Bhagavatam rises like the sun, illuminating all directions. So we can take like 18,000 slokas, 18,000 rays. Bhaktivinoda Thakur decided, on the inspiration and order of Srupa Damodar, takes 1,000 rays from the Bhagavad Sun and gives special structure, explanation. Particularly, he points out that Srupa Damodar expounded on the first three slokas of the Bhagavatam being Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan Tattva. So Guru Maharaj got the inspiration to collect like 300 slokas. And because so he didn't finish this work, but he did write introductory slokas, and one in praise of Vyasadeva, the one Radharani like that, but Gadadhar Pandit, saying, because when he's giving these explanations, sometimes also Gadadhar Pandit and Mahaprabhu, just the two of them, are on the shore of the ocean in Puri. And Gadadhar Pandit is selecting, supplying select slokas to Mahaprabhu to relieve the separation he's feeling in his heart. When Srila Swami Maharaj, after successfully inaugurating the worldwide Krishna consciousness movement and returning to India, with this great success, he was met at the Navadvip train station by Srila Sridhar Maharaj's group, Srila Keshava Maharaj's group. Together, they received him there. They stopped at Srila Keshava Maharaj's mat on their way to Chaitanya Saraswat mat. And there, Achyutananda Maharaj, he was privileged to observe the interaction of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Well, it was taking place in Bengali. And he asked Prabhupada at one point, he said, What were you and Srila Sridhar Maharaj discussing? And Prabhupada said, if I told you, you would faint. Right? And he said, he has very deep realizations of Krishna. And he said many other things. But he said, this, I want to draw attention to this point. He said, if I told you, you would faint. And Guru Maharaj explained that later by saying, means you won't be able to maintain consciousness in that plane. So, one time when in the afternoon when Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev would sometimes come, they'd read him the mail, or there are not many people around, just some informal atmosphere in the afternoon. So one day, sitting next to Srila Guru Maharaj, he's sitting in his chair toward the deity, and and Srila Govinda Maharaj was there, and I said, I'm wondering, you know, these things where Swami Maharaj said, you will faint to hear them. What is like a sample of that, or what would be something like that? And then he was smiling, and Guru Maharaj was saying, what? And Srila Govinda Maharaj said to Guru Maharaj, he said, Goswami Maharaj wants you to make him faint. And Guru Maharaj is going, what? He said, Goswami Maharaj wants you to make him faint. And then he explained to him what I was saying, and he went, oh, that was in reference to the statement. And then I saw Srila Gurudev and Srila Guru Maharaj, they're like discussing between themselves different things that Guru Maharaj might say, that he could say in response to this peculiar request. And that's when Guru Maharaj quoted the sloka that he wrote for the introduction, or his collection of slokas, and it's indicative of the criteria for selection. Nilambodhi, it's Gadadhar pranam. Nilambodhi today sada tate sada saviraha kepanvitam bandavam srimad bhagavati katha madiraya sanjivayan bhatiya srimad bhagavatam sada swanayana subhayanay pujayan goshami prabhuro gadadhara vibhur bhuyat madeka gati. Hare Krishna. And he's saying, on the shore of the broad blue ocean, like we hear Puri described, Nilachala, Nila means blue. Nilachala Chandra, and it's like sapphire-like blue. He says, on the shore of that broad blue ocean, Tata Yambodhi tatai sadambodhi tatai sada swaviraha. Swaviraha, it's talking about Mahaprabhu saying he is experiencing separation from himself. That indicates Radha Bhava Duti Subalita, that he's enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani. That's how he's experiencing the deepest sort of separation from Krishna. This is really the internal reason why he descended. He is not interested in the pastimes of union from the Krishna perspective. He's Krishna, he already knows everything about that. Lakshmi, Sahasra, Satasam, Brahma, Savyam, Aram, to an infinite degree. He knows that, right? But here, swaviraha, feeling separation from himself, and kepanbitam bandhavam, means in the company of his best friend. And who is that? Gora prema moy tanu pandit gadadhar. And Gadadhar Pandit, you know, like a friend, when a friend is feeling heartache and heartbreak and the pain, the most intense pain of separation from their beloved, a sympathetic friend comes to them and supplies some intoxicant to relieve their pain. So what is the intoxicant? Srimad Bhagavati Katha Madira. Bhagavat Katha, these slokas of the Bhagavatam, they're like intoxicants. Srimad Bhagavati Katha Madiraya Sanjeevayan Bhatya. The tenth stage of separation is death. Why this doesn't happen is the devotees, although they're feeling they can't go on another moment and separation from Krishna, that they will die. They know that if they were to die, that would bring some unhappiness to Krishna. So they're in this death-like state of intense heartache and separation from Krishna. So sanjeevayan means life restoring. So these slokas, Gadadhar Pandit is supplying like intoxicant. The intoxicating beauty and charm of these slokas is bringing him back from this death-like state of separation. And while Gadadhar Pandit is doing this, remember, Radharani selecting slokas from the Bhagavatam as only she can. It's saying, Srimad Bhagavatam sada svanayan ashru payanay pujayam. And as we're told generally in approaching the Bhagavatam, first, before we give a recitation, we should take some flowers and offer the flowers to the Bhagavatam and make some prayer, offering ourselves as an instrument in service to what the Bhagavatam wants to express. Here, when Gadadhar Pandit is selecting these verses and expressing them in a heartfelt way to Mahaprabhu, we're told, tears are pouring from the eyes of Gadadhar Pandit, like lotus tears pouring down the face of Gadadhar Pandit. They're falling onto the pages of the Bhagavatam, just the way you offer flowers to the Bhagavatam. But because they're tears, they're washing away the letters of the slokas. But as if the tears of Gadadhar Pandit are the offerings to the pages of the Bhagavatam. So Srila Gurumaya said, Goshami Prabhu Gadadhar Vibhur Bhuyat Mare Gagati. Let what I am offering here, let it be an offering to this best of the Goswamis, Gadadhar Pandit. This is my aim. That Gadadhar Pandit, who has this capacity, let this be an offering. So this gives us a hint, an indication of the selection criteria of the slokas from the Srimad Bhagavatam. That Gadadhar Pandit was told by Mahaprabhu to teach Bhagavatam to Srinivasacharya. Someone will come who will be known as Srinivasacharya. You should after me, you should teach your Bhagavatam to Srinivasacharya. When Srinivasacharya came to Puri and met Gadadhar Pandit, is so restless with anticipation to become the student of Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit explains these my recitation for Mahaprabhu, my tears have washed away the slokas, particularly that I want to teach you. So you need to get a commission a new Bhagavatam. And in those days, you'd have to travel back, where was it, Saptagram or somewhere, and the Navadvip area, and it takes some time for someone to write. Even if Guru Maharaj said, really, there's 14,000 extent of the 18,000 slokas, still 14,000 slokas, it takes some time to do that. And then when Srinivasacharya returns with this, so much anticipation to learn, become the disciples of Gadadhar Pandit, Advaita Acharya's son Achyutananda was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit and others. Gadadhar Pandit had left the world. And this was a crushing blow to Srinivasacharya. Just fainted and thought what to do, go to Vrindavan in search of Rupa Goswami. And when he arrives in Vrindavan, they're having a big kirtan. He's thinking, maybe in traveling, I didn't notice a festival in the Panjikhan. They say, oh, haven't you heard? Rupa Goswami's left the world. And this is too much for him. He faints, wakes up in the ashram of Jiva Goswami. And it was Jiva Goswami who taught him the Srimad Bhagavatam. But that Gadadhar Pandit, Balabhacharya, the great Bhagavatam scholar and interpreter, but who was getting no recognition from Mahaprabhu due to his arrogance at the time and disregard for Sridhar Swami, the principal commentator of the Bhagavatam, said he was like a duck in his presence, and all the devotees of Mahaprabhu are ignoring him. And said he felt like a duck in the presence of many swans. There are all these like swan-like devotees going around. He's like a quack, quack, you know, like. When he would see the geese at the Mat in Navadvip, what do you call them? Bengali Raja Hansas. It's just a joke because they're not swans. And he once said about someone, he said, this, because they come, a Paramahansa is like highest type of devotee. And but they were, although getting this type of reputation, then showing some other behavior. And Gurudev said, this will not be the first time that a Paramahansa swan turned out to be a goose. They make a horrible sound that only Madhusudan Maharaj can appreciate. In his generous mood. But anyway, so that Balabhacharya, he's trying to gain some prestige, and he thinks like, Mahaprabhu won't hear my explanations of Krishna Nama and the Bhagavatam, and no one else will. And you know, Gadadhar Pandit's very docile and, you know, sweet and so on. He's saying, you please, you hear me. If you will hear my explanation. And Gadadhar Pandit's saying, oh no, this is not good. Mahaprabhu will be angry. And is trying to do anything and everything to avoid. But Balabhacharya is like very forceful and going to force Gadadhar Pandit to hear these things. And Gadadhar Pandit starts saying, Krishna, save me. And then Gadadhar Pandit thinks, Mahaprabhu is in my heart and he knows, I do not want to hear this. I don't want to be, and this is being forced on me. He has to know that. He's in my heart and can understand. And that's true. But Gadadhar Pandit said, he'll understand, he said, but some of his followers won't understand. But Gadadhar Pandit did stay in Puri on Mahaprabhu's order and worshipping the Tota Gopinath deity, as Gadadhar Pandit, which is actually a tall deity. And as Gadadhar Pandit got older, it was difficult, like, to put the crown on the deity and then put the flute. And so as Gadadhar Pandit was struggling, went into the deity room one day, and the deity was sitting in a sitting posture. Then he could, like, easily put the crown on and put the flute and everything. And there are various descriptions of Mahaprabhu's withdrawing from this plane. And Guru Maharaj once said, they all can be true. The Lord can be showing different ways to different people, spiritual and mundane. But one of the things we're told, as we're saying, they saw him go into the temple one day and run into the deity of Jagannath and never come out. Some saw him walk over the sea. He went into the sky. But we're also told, he entered the deity of Tota Gopinath. And for those of you who are in Puri, if you got up very early, the pujaris, they'll move the deity's cloth and show, there's a golden mark on the thigh of the deity. Told Mahaprabhu, and Guru said, all of this is possible. But because Mahaprabhu did promise to Gadadhar Pandit, if you're true to this vow, I will always be with you. So we can understand by the devotion, the heart of Gadadhar Pandit has that power to draw Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. What was the question?
Question from Pavan Krishna Prabhu. Gadadhar Pandit got initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. What is the inner meaning of this lila?
As happy as Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, as we told recently, he's also waiting for Nityananda Prabhu. He's happy with the devotees there, but of course he wants to be with his beloved Nityananda and others. And sometimes the devotees would hear him crying, Bap Pundarik, Bap Pundarik. And Bap means father. So at first they thought, Pundarik, well, that is a name, you know, Pundarikaksha. It's lotus eyes. It's a name of Krishna, the Lord. So they, is he crying out to the Lord? But he's saying, Bap, father. Like, Father Krishna or what? They're wondering, who is this Pundarik? But with the Bap, they begin to understand, hearing from Mahaprabhu, that he is a great devotee. And so seeing how heartfelt his longing for the association of Pundarik Vidyanidhi was, created great eagerness in the devotees to meet him. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi being in Chattogram, that is in modern-day Bangladesh, and the Ganga doesn't flow there. So he was wealthy, and he maintained a residence in Navadvip, and he would go to Navadvip and worship the Ganga there. And we're told he would never enter the Ganga, touch the Ganga with his feet. He would sprinkle some, kneel down in the evening. He didn't like to see people using the Ganga for cleaning and cleanse, all of those things. He would go in the evening when no one is around, sprinkle some water himself, sometimes drink a little Ganga Jal. And very moving way, he showed so much devotion to Ganga. And knowing Mukunda Dutt, the Baidya, Dr. Mukunda, is from his hometown, and he knew of his greatness. One or two devotees like that really knew about him. And hearing that he's coming to Navadvip, he told Gadadhar Pandit, do you want to meet, real high, substantial Vaishnava? And Gadadhar Pandit saying, of course. And so he took him to meet Pundarik Vidyaniti, but when he got there, he saw he's showing himself as like a gross materialist, Vishayi. He's wearing all these beautiful silk clothes, his hair is oiled, he's chewing pan, his lips are red, he has spittoons around him, he's on a palanquin with silk cushions. And he's smoking a hookah. And he seems to be the antithesis of a Vaishnava. And Mukunda Dutt is saying, there's your Vaishnava. And Gadadhar Pandit is like, oh my. And Mukunda Dutt is saying, oh, I understand. Gadadhar has experienced some apprehension, seeing all this apparent sensualist display. So Mukunda, who Mahaprabhu told, in your voice is infused with Krishna prema, and by your singing, Krishna prema is distributed. Always Mukunda is singing in the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in a lead singer position. So Mukunda thinking, Pundarik Vidyaniti is concealing himself as if he's a gross materialist, sense enjoyer. Sitting there with the oiled hair, chewing pan, spitting in the spittoon, smoking the hookah. Where's this boy from? And he said, oh, he's Gadadhar Misra. He's a real nice young devotee boy, devoted his whole life. But Gadadhar's frozen with apprehension. And so Mukunda thinks, I need to do something to bring Pundarik Vidyaniti out. So he starts singing one sloka from the Bhagavatam. Aho bhakiyam stanakalakutam jigam sayapayaya dapyasadvi lebhegatim datruchitam tatonyam kamva dayalum shananam rajima. It's when Uddhava to Vidura. Uddhava, who is all this devoted to Krishna from his childhood, he's thinking about the pastimes of Krishna in separation, and he said, who is a more worthy Lord than Krishna? Who is more merciful than Krishna? Saying, Putana Rakshasi, the witch, Putana, in the guise of a sweet wet nurse, approached with the permission of Yashoda and Rohini, entered the nursery of Krishna, and she had poison on her nipple, and she's breastfeeding Krishna with the intention of murdering him, right? I mean, this is horrible, if you think about it. And she looks so nice on top of it all, that you sort of say, oh yeah. And then Krishna, he sucks the poison off of her nipple, sucks the milk out of her breast, and sucks the life prana out of her body. And she's like trying to push him off, and he's like, with his hand, little baby hands that are very strong, because he's omnipotent. She can't push him off of the, and she's resuming her normal form, which is like this horrible looking witch creature. So, but what does Krishna do? And this, he elevates her to mother position in the spiritual world. So Uddhava was saying, who's more merciful? He's approached with murderous intentions and he liberates someone and they end up being in a mother position. So what to speak if you approach him, you know, just neutrally or favorably or servant, friend, familial, we can understand each one incrementally. What's the earthquake thing? Each level, there's a word for it. Yes, but there's no, the way, the level that they increase, they just don't go like up a notch, like four is much more than three and five, etc. I forget the word right now. Nope. Close. I'll think of it later, but you understand. In other words, like four is not just a little bit more than three, it's magnitude, but I can't. Yes, but it has to do with magnitude. Anyway, you get the idea. So that's what he's saying. If you approach him with murderous intentions, you get this kind of result. What to speak of favorably or with fraternal love, familial love, conjugal love. So when Pundarik Vidyaniti hears this, he starts undergoing ecstatic transformation and going, Kamba Dayalum Sharanam Brajema. Who is a more merciful Lord than Krishna? And it's his heart is beginning to express itself in ecstatic transformation, and he throws the hookah on the ground and turns over, throwing the pillows, pulling his hair, ripping his clothes, and keeps going, Kam va dalum shananam brajema. And his tears are pouring from his eyes, and he enters a deep state of ecstasy, appearing as though he's left the world for 6 hours. So, and suddenly Gadadhar Panda is saying, oh, what have I done? You know, the highest type of devotee, I was thinking offensively about them. But he's saying, then how to overcome this sort of Vaishnava aparad? If you become someone's disciple, they forgive all your offenses. So when Pundarik Vidyaniti comes out of his 6-hour trance, Mukunda says, Gadadhar would like to take initiation from you. Oh. And he gets permission from Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu is very eager to meet Pundarik Vidyaniti. Pundarik Vidyaniti comes to Mahaprabhu and enters another. They embrace each other so intensely that it appears as though Mahaprabhu has merged into the body of Pundarik Vidyaniti, that they've become one. And Mahaprabhu says to him, today I've seen the ocean of an ocean of Krishna Prem personified. So although his name is Vidyaniti, means like an ocean of vidya or knowledge, but he says, Mahaprabhu calls him Premaniti, the ocean of Krishna Prem. So Mahaprabhu says, now my life is perfect, I'm seeing him. So why is Mahaprabhu calling him father? It's because he's in the mood, heart and halo of Radharani, Brishabhanu Maharaj in Vrindavan is her father. Brishabhanu Maharaj appears in Gauralila as Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And when Gadadhar Pandit asked Mahaprabhu for permission to take initiation from him, he said, of course, he's your father. Hare Krishna. All right. Give the Mridanga to Indradumna Prabhu. Oh, I know. Where's the book, songbook? I want to sing the Gaura Prema Moitanu Pandit Gadadhar, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koro More Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koro Toma Bina Ke Doyalu Jagata Majare Patita pavana hetu tava avatara. Mosamo patita prabhu na paibe ara. Ha ha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bolo Kana Koro Ami Boro Dukhi Doya koro sitapati adwaita gosai.
Doya koro sitapati adwaita gosai.
Just play simple.
Tava kripa bole pai Chaitanya nitai.
Let's go like this. This is 1 2 1 1 2 1 2 1 1 2. This is very simple. Right hand. 1 2 1. Left. 1 2 1 1 2. It's like the simplest version of that beat. Anyway, as we learn.
Gora prema moitanu pandita gadadhar.
Gora prema moitanu pandita gadadhar.
Srinivasa haridasa doyara sagara. Ha ha swarup sanatana
Rupa Raghunatha. Bhatta Juga Sri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanatha. Doya Koro Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa. Ramachandra Sango Mage Narottama Dasa.
Ramachandra Sango Mage Narottama Dasa.
Doya Koro Prabhupada Sri Gaura Prakasha. Tava jana kripa mage ei adamada. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu doya koro more. Toma bina ke doyalu jagat majare.
Toma bina ke doyalu
jagat majare. Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Adaita Chandra. Garadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta
Raghunath.
Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. Echai Gochai Kori Charana Vandan. Jaha Hoite Vignanash Abhishta Puran. Echai Gochai Jar Mui Taro Das. Tansavara Padarenu Mora Panchagras. Tandara Charan Sevi Bhakta Sanivas. Janame more abhilas. Echai gochai jabe braje koilo vas. Radha Krishna nitya lila korilo prakash. Anande Goro Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman.
Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyan.
Hari Nam Sankirtan Koe Narottamadan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharja Sattara Sattva Sri Sri Madhvila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Guranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Garadhar Pandit Avirbha Mahamahutapatiti Ki Jai. Sri Amavasya Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Bharga Ki Jai, Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath, Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadeep Dham Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai, Ganga Devi Jumuna Devi Tosi Devi Ki Jai, Om Vishnupad Vishva Varenas Vilayasi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Madhacharja Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimala Avadhut Maharaj Ki Jai. Seva Vrinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Nitai Go Premanande.